The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of peace, you brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. By the blood of your eternal covenant, make us complete in everything good, that we may do your will and work among us all that is well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. And we'll have a blessing of mothers. Let us pray. Mothering God, who gives all of us new birth, bless all mothers who, whether by blood or by heart, are our first sanctuary, whose house, like yours, is our refuge and our home, whose arms, like yours, gather us as a hen gathers her brood, whose eyes, like yours, keep watch over us, whose hands, like yours, hold us, yet do not restrain us, whose love, like yours, is steadfast and sure.
Compassionate God, ever working to restore and renew your people, in your steadfast love, accompany those left with pain and emptiness where a mother should have been. Overcome bitterness with your joy, disappointment with your love, brokenness with your life, and give them hope through the resurrection of your Son.
Ever-living God, the light no darkness can overcome, raise up, strengthen, and bless the other mothers whom you send into the empty motherless places. Teachers, grandmothers, aunts, sisters, neighbors, friends, give them glad and generous hearts, ready to do the motherly work to which you call them, and give us open hearts to receive them.
All this we ask through Christ, our Mother, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.
Amen.
The first reading is from Acts chapter 9, verses 36 through 43. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, who heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. And when he arrived, he took them to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." And then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then, calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. Word of God, word of life.
My shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
Reading is from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever. Amen." And then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of my Father's hands. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'm going to have to become like Margaret. When I was a kid, when I was you guys' age, Margaret was an older lady in our church, and she would come up to me and she'd say, and not just me, but me and my brothers, not just me and my brothers, but all the kids in church, and she'd say, "Good morning," and then she'd make me say good morning back to her. And then she'd tell me, "Next time I want you to say good morning first." She was teaching us to be hospitable. She was teaching us to be welcoming. And so I've always just appreciated those lessons from Margaret. But you guys can be welcoming to others in your church by just simply doing that. "Good morning, I'm so-and-so. Good morning, I'm so-and-so. Good morning, I'm so-and-so." So did you catch the theme for today in the lessons that we read? What's the theme? The Lord is my what? What is it? The Lord is my shepherd. Say it loud. The Lord is my shepherd. Right, right. Well, I have this picture in my office. Actually, I cleaned out my office so we could get it refreshed while I'm on sabbatical, and I found it behind a filing cabinet. So it was good timing. But I love it. I think I picked it up when Renee and I were on a trip somewhere. But you see what I see here? It's a shepherd, isn't it? You see the lamb and the old man? What's that old man doing? What's he doing with the sheep there? He's carrying it, isn't he? How is he carrying it? On his shoulders, isn't he? You see that? Yeah. So when you look at that old man, what do you see in his face? What do you see in that old shepherd's face? He what? He looks sad. Do you think he looks sad? Okay. If that's what you see, that's good. What else do you see in his face? What do you see in that man's face? Do you think maybe he's groaning a little bit? Maybe it's a long walk that he has to carry the lamb? I see an old man who's carrying a burden. His face is weathered from years of being in the fields and from being in the hot sun. You have to remember where Jesus lived, the sun was so hot that it was hard on skin. So they wore, what?
Maybe he's feeling sad.
Maybe, yeah. But I see a concern on the old man's face for the sheep. And probably not just for this lamb, but for all of his sheep. Because while he's bringing this lamb to safety, he might be away from the others, huh? He might be away from them. And so there's just a really great image. And I'll maybe pass this around so the congregation can see it. But it reminds me a lot of God for us. God is our shepherd, and he carries us. He carries us through hard times. He carries us to when we're hurt, to places of healing. He carries us to the water that we need, the water of life. He carries us to the food that we need. And so that's one of the reasons why we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday, because we just realize and we remember that God is like a shepherd who calls us by name. Did you know that God called you by name? In the waters of baptism, God called you by name, and he said, "You are mine." He said, "You are mine." And so, because he is our shepherd, we hear his voice and we follow him, right? Did you know that three shepherds could bring their flocks together into one pen, and simply by their voice they could call out a command for their sheep to come, and their sheep would separate from the others and they could lead them to pasture, and then the next one would call their sheep and they would separate and follow them into pasture, and then the third one. Those sheep hear the shepherd's voice. And they know him, and they follow him. So that's what we're trying to do in church. We try to teach you the voice of God that says, you are mine, that says, I love you, that invites you day by day to follow him into the life that he wants you to lead. And so that's my hope and my prayer, that as you grow, that you will come to know Jesus more and more as your shepherd, the one who holds you, the one who carries you. Shall we pray? Thank you, Jesus, for shepherding us, for carrying us, for giving us life, for being our water of refreshment, our food of nourishment, for caring for us as mothers care for their children. So bless these children today on this Mother's Day. Help them to be little lambs that bless their moms. Bless their moms and strengthen them to do the work of the shepherd. And surround these children with your love so that all the days of their life they may know that you love them, that you shepherd them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for coming up. From God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So I read a cute little story this week. It's about a woman who was a sheep farmer, and she had a ewe that gave birth to twins. but she wouldn't nurse them, so the woman had to take the two lambs into her house, and she bottle-fed them, and before long, they were old enough to be outside, and they would follow her everywhere around the farm. So a visitor one day asked her, "What did you name them?" And the woman said, "Well, I named them Goodness and Mercy." Because they will follow me all the days of my life. You get it? So that story really has nothing to do with anything except to kind of reintroduce the theme today of Good Shepherd Sunday, and I thought it was a cute story worth sharing. Today could be an exciting day. It's Mother's Day. Like I said in the announcements, it's also baccalaureate for our high school seniors, so we'll be at the at St. James today at 3 o'clock for that celebration. That is in anticipation for the graduation next week of our high school seniors. So it's an exciting, it's a busy time for us, not only in Forest City, but throughout the world, it seems like, that it may just get super busy. Typically with good things. Spring is breaking forth, we're beginning to garden, you know, and we're just doing all these outdoor activities. It's an exciting time. As exciting as this time of year is, it wouldn't and it doesn't take much to imagine or to figure out that while we celebrate graduation day, there are some students who will not graduate. They just didn't make the grade, or they just didn't care enough or try hard enough. And so there may be disappointment for families in and around that. There are some kids graduating only because their parents did everything short of taking their finals just to get their kids across the stage. There's some frustration in that for families. As exciting as Mother's Day is, it doesn't take much to recognize that the road to Mother's Day is fraught with heartache, miscarriage, or sudden infant death, or one of a multiplicity of other heartbreaking tragedies. Life doesn't always. In fact, life rarely turns out as we anticipate or as we plan. And so in exciting times, there is always the other side of the coin that we must recognize, that we as Christians must make room for, must make space for, so that all know that they are welcome in the presence of God. These are the kinds of life moments which gave birth to Psalm 23. We've made the 23rd Psalm a psalm for the dead in some ways, a psalm which is interpreted primarily with a sight toward heaven, or that which lies beyond the valley of the shadow of death. And that's certainly okay. It's a faithful use of this psalm. However, this psalm is also a powerful word of hope and promise for this life. For the moments in this life when life doesn't work out like we've planned or imagined or hoped or prayed that it would. When disappointments come. When tragedies strike. When we despair, even while the world is celebrating. The words of Psalm 23 become a source of reassurance and comfort for those who struggle. I was struck by Frederick Buechner's words from his book titled Beyond Words. He writes this: on the evening of the day of the World Trade Center, certainly a day that none of us anticipated, on the evening of the day of the World Trade Center, that the World Trade Center was destroyed by terrorists, a service was hastily improvised in one of the largest New York churches, where crowds of both believers and non-believers came together in search of whatever it is people search for in such times. Some word of reassurance, some glimmer of hope. At times like these, the speaker said, God is useless. When I first heard of it, Buechner writes, it struck me as appalling. And then it struck me as very brave. And finally it struck me as true. When horrors happen, we can't use God to make them unhappen any more than we can use a flood of light to put out a fire, or Psalm 23 to find our way home in the dark. All we can do is draw close to God and to each other as best we can, the way those stunned New Yorkers did, and hope that, although God may well be useless when all hell breaks loose, there is nothing that happens, not even hell, where God is not present with us and for us. God is useless to undo what has been done. And yet, God is there. God is with us in the midst as a source of strength and hope and promise. In Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul asks, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Paul is recognizing that God is in the midst. God is there. God is accompanying us. God is with us on the road to give us hope, to give us strength, to see us through, to bring us through those hard times into the light and into the new day. So while God may be useless to turn back the hands of time, to undo the very thing we wish could be undone, God is not useless. God uses those moments. God brings good out of those moments of tragedy and hardship, of struggle and heartbreak. God uses those to build his people. Had the psalmist not faced challenges and trials and tribulations in his or her life, this poem would never have been written. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. It is a confession that's born out of hardship, out of struggle, out of the desire to know a God who we wish could undo what has been done when it brings tragedy and heartache, but more so out of a relationship with God who that one came to understand as the one who was there, the one who was there to uphold, to uplift, to strengthen, and to bless, even in the midst of struggle and heartache. Or like Isaiah 43, but now, says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. For the flame shall not consume you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Dear friends, I invite you to hold on to this psalm. I invite you to hold on to this psalm as one of your spiritual shepherds is on sabbatical. Jim Cherry would always greet Pastor Zach and I on Sunday mornings with the words, "Good morning, shepherd." It was a reminder. It was both a compliment and a reminder of the high calling and the high responsibility that we as shepherds have for God's people. And so I invite you to hold on to this psalm in my absence, because it teaches us, it reminds us who the true good shepherd is. and he is Jesus. He is Jesus, the one who walks with you, the one who accompanies you, the one who blesses you, who leads you to the springs of the water of life, the one who holds you through whatever this world brings your way. This psalm is a confession and a promise and a testimony. A confession, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. A confession that I do not shepherd myself, but that I am following someone else. And again, his name is Jesus. It's a promise. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. And he does this all based on his own reputation, his own namesake. It's a testimony. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. It returns to promise, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Martin Marty has written a song that we'll sing during communion. Shepherd me, O God. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. This is the God to whom we belong. The God who does shepherd us. The God who does shepherd us beyond what we want. What we have hoped for, what we have planned for, what we have expected life to give us, Jesus is the one who shepherds us beyond those wants. He shepherds us beyond our fears, giving us courage to take each step, even as we go through hardship, tragedy, or broken hearts. He is the one who leads us day by day, the one who feeds us and nourishes us, leading us from death to life. Dear friends, whatever you have faced, whatever you are facing today, tomorrow, or any day of your life, God through Jesus shepherds you through. He calls your name. He has laid his claim upon you. He is with you. Listen for his voice. Follow him. And he will lead you to the springs of the waters of life. Amen.
Trusting in God's promise of new life, we pray for the renewal of the church, the world, and all of creation. I will end each petition with, "Hear us, O God." And your invited response is, "Your mercy is great." Shine your light through this and every congregation. Reveal to us the light of your salvation in places of hopelessness and despair. Anoint us and make us overflow with goodness and mercy. Hear us, O God. We give thanks for the gentle rains that nourish green pastures and rejuvenate rivers and streams. Provide clean water for thirsty people, animals, and crops. Heal places suffering destruction caused by floods, typhoons, storms, and mudslides. Hear us, O God. Lord, we thank you for the seasons. They remind us of renewal, change, and rebirth. Be with our farmers that are working in the fields as they grow food to feed our people. Bless and protect them as they work the earth to produce food that sustains life. Hear us, O God. We ask your blessing on our graduates of high school and college. They are starting new journeys full of hope, wonder, and some trepidation. Wrap your arms around them and guide them. Open their minds to all of the possibilities that await and put opportunities in front of them to learn and grow, to serve and seek justice. Embrace and protect them in their next adventures. Hear us, O God. We thank you, Lord, for mothers everywhere. The love of a mother is like no other love. We celebrate all moms today. Biological moms, adoptive moms, foster moms, friend moms, grandmas that raise grandchildren, teachers that take children under their wing, neighborhood moms that provide safe places, and pet moms too. We pray for those that long to be a mom but are not able to. Provide peace and comfort for them. We pray for those that don't have loving memories of their mom. Provide peace and comfort for them. Make this day a day in which everyone can celebrate a mom or mom figure in their life. Hear us, O God. Lord, we ask for your healing hands on those struggling with illness, grief, or struggle of any kind. We lift up to you those printed in our bulletin today. Join me as we lift up Jay Lee, Heather, Joyce, Melissa, Duane, Ione, Catherine, Tim, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magallanes, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josie, and Amos. Hear us, O God. Father, we ask for your special guidance and care for Pastor Hopp as he starts his sabbatical. Provide a time of learning and adventure, but more importantly, a time of renewal and rest. We ask that Rod and Renee feel your arms around them most especially during this time. Keep them safe in their travels. Provide for renewal of spirit, mind, and body. Hear us, O God. Lord, continue to look over our country and our world. We desperately need healing between nations and between political parties in this country. We are divided and hurting. Help us to seek love and inclusiveness, peace and justice, and a sense of working together for the common good. Hear us, O God. We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God. Come near to us with your saving help. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The blessing of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, surround you and sustain you, keep you from harm, and fill you with courage. Amen.
You are the body of Christ raised up for the world. Go in peace. God's blessing to all mothers and mother figures. We thank God for you. And God's blessing to Rod and Renee as they take a sabbatical from us, and we hope for great renewal and rest in some adventure too. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Coffee.